Hi boys, Katie Starling here, ready to give you another nasty time. Are you ready? I think you guys are definitely ready. Today I have a special little story for you. One of my favorite Discord members decided to order a lovely custom audio from me. And of course, give you permission to post. I do want to let you know, if you order a custom from me, I always ask permission to post. I don't just record it and go, oh, okay, I posted it. No, I don't do that. So remember, if you order one from me, it's totally okay if you want it to be private. I have absolutely no problem with that. I do videos and audios. Just remember to check out the links below. There will be an invite to my Discord server, which is not only to get off, but we also provide support groups twice a week. Because remember, it's okay to have a fantasy. And even if your feelings or urges go beyond a fantasy, that's okay too. We're not going to judge you. We're not here to make you feel bad about yourselves. I'm here to get you off in a safe, alternative, consensual way that, you know, even if it just helps suppress those urges for a few hours, better than doing the real thing or watching the real thing. Right? And that's how I feel about it. And that's why my harm reduction mission is so important to me. So please join my server, come to a support group, or, you know, just get off to all the content in there. My entire audio collection is in there, my entire video collection. There's also links below to my X videos, which has all my free content also. And, well, let's get started, shall we? Of course, you know, this will be very nasty, and I hope that you guys will enjoy it. Finally, I get a hold of the little whore that me and you have been looking at for weeks. Sweetie, she was finally home alone. I need you to meet me at the cabin right away. And I hang up the phone and continue to drive down the road. I show up to her door, knowing that her parents were going to be gone, because I sneakily had become friends with them, just so I could know their schedules. We've been waiting for this for a very, very long time. Oh, she's just the sweetest little thing. From the first day we saw her, we knew we wanted her. We decided to rent a secluded cabin out in the middle of the woods on the outskirts of town. I go up to the door. I knock real quietly and she answers. All sweet, dressed in a pair of pink short shorts and a tiny unicorn tank top. Her slim 12-year-old body, her big blue eyes looking up at me with her long blonde hair all the way down to her ass. Those barely budding little tits, tiny puffy nipples poking out of her top. As it is a little chilly out here. I tell her that I have a special surprise for her, and that she should come outside real quick. She comes out with her little flip-flops on. All of a sudden I look around and then I grab her. I reach behind her, put a cloth up to her face and knock her out. I drag her into the van, throw her in the back. And on my way to the cabin I am, ready with your special treat. Our special treat. I knew I could nab her just in time for our year anniversary. Yes, we've been married for 1 year now. And we finally got this little whore that we've been salivating, drooling over for years. I knew she would be the best anniversary present. The drive to the cabin was quite quiet, beautiful. Big, huge pine trees surround the road. I finally make it to the front door of the cabin. I park up, open up the back doors of the van, and grab her. She's still knocked out from the chloroform. I drag her inside the cabin. Some opening door, I yell, "A little help here. I can't do this all on my own." I finally see you get up out of your chair, full of excitement, big bulge in your pants. I know you've been ready and waiting. You knew I was on my way with her. You already got everything ready. A nice black leather chair in the middle of the room. A little bed off to the side, ready and waiting. We have lots of toys out on the table. Oh, we've been waiting a long time. Finally, we get her tied to the chair. I give her a big smack across the face and I go, "Wake up! Wake up! You remember me?" "Yes, yes. Yeah, I am your mom's friend." "Mm-hmm. You remember us. We've been over a few times, haven't we?" "What are you doing here?" "Well, you're an anniversary gift. Just for me and my husband. Oh, we've really been waiting for you." "Oh, don't cry, don't cry. It's okay. Shh, it's okay." I put my hand through her long blonde hair, playing with it in my fingers, practically brushing it out. I had my husband get in front of her, tears streaming down her little face. I lick one of them up, salty and sweet, coming from those sweet, bright blue eyes. I wrap her hair around my arm, pull it tight. I pull her head back just enough to look me deep in the eyes. I can see my husband has already unzipped his pants and pulls out his throbbing pervert cock. Pedal cock is just twitching and throbbing with excitement. I can see the pre-cum just leaking out of the tip. Oh, I'm sure he's been leaking this entire time, knowing that we finally have a special little thing at our disposal. Look how precious she is. Look at her, scared and whimpering. I tell her to open wide, and then I think for a second, what would prevent her from biting or doing anything stupid? I whisper in her ear, "If you don't listen to us, I'll kill your parents and your pet, and then I'll kill you. Sound good?" Put a knife up to her throat and I say, "Does that sound fucking good?" She looks at me, fear in her eyes, kind of nods just the tiniest bit. good. You better be a good, good little girl for us. Smelling her sweet 12-year-old neck, giving it a little kiss. My husband gets right up in front of her with his cock, twitching and pulsing. I grab my arm full of her hair, have it real tight up against her skull, and just kind of help guide her. My husband puts his cock deep into her little tiny mouth. Her sweet 12-year-old lips wrap around it. And I tell her to start sucking on it. Suck on it like it's the sweetest little lollipop you've ever had. She sucks furiously, knowing that her life is in the balance. Tears streaming down her sweet little face. Oh, how we've waited for this moment with this little fucking slut. And she's all ours. All ours to do as we please with. The perfect anniversary present. A little 12-year-old whore. My husband finally takes his cock out, and you can see the string of spit. He's really just been fucking her. Thrusting inside in and out of her little mouth. Deep down her little throat, making her take that entire pedal cock. She looks up at us. She asks, "Why are you doing this to me?" Cries and begs for us to stop. We start laughing and giggling at her, letting her know that there's no way out of this. She's ours now. She's our little whore to do with what we please. And she'll be lucky to make it out of this alive. This was all worth it. I've always wanted to bring my husband the perfect present, and I knew this little tiny whore would be just the trick. I spread her legs wide open and make her scoot her little ass to the edge of the chair. I put her little legs up in the air, making sure there's a nice, nice, smooth entrance for my husband's cock. I go ahead and take a little taste of that sweet, sweet little flower of hers. Look at that tiny little pussy. So bald. No hair even growing on it yet. Doesn't seem like she's quite hit puberty all the way. Her little mosquito bite titties. Nipples are hard. In the chilly room. Ah, she tastes so sweet. Like sweet nectar from a tiny flower. This little preteen slut. Honey. Yes, get in position. I want to help guide you inside of this perfect, perfect bald little cunny. And she's still crying and begging for us to stop. And we still keep going because there's nothing she can do about it. We keep telling her that we're in the middle of nowhere. No one's gonna hear her screams for help. But she keeps trying anyways. I tell her that it's useless, that's pointless, that she should just give the fuck up. I take my husband's cock and spit on it a little bit for him. I put a finger in her tight little pussy just to make sure it's ready. And oh my, is it so fucking tight. The tightest little cunt I've ever felt. I guide your throbbing cock inside of that little cunt. Being the perfect accomplice wife, I make sure her legs are spread as wide as they can go. I guide you ever deeper inside of her, holding her legs apart. You help me and grab both of her legs too, as she is struggling quite a bit. We finally get her in a good position. And you slam that cock all the way inside that little body. You could practically see the bulge of it poking through her belly. Oh, she's so fucking ready. Rape that little fucking whore. Give her all you've got. Give it to her. Isn't she the most perfect present for our anniversary? Husband and wife raping a little slut together. Yes, I see you slamming and thrusting in and out of her. Seeing her little cheeks turn red from how hard you've been fucking her. I can see that you're finally starting to get close. Close to letting out a huge load inside this tiny little preteen whore. I think she is ready though. I think she's ready for a big pedal load. Give her a nice little sticky cum. Maybe we can even breed her little tiny body. Put a fucking baby in her. Make sure you come deep. Put your cock in there as far as it will go and come deep, deep inside. Flood her womb with warm, warm pedophile cum. Remind her just how much of a little fucking slut she is. Tell her that she deserves this. That we're gonna breed her over and over again. Maybe we'll even make little child porn stars out of her offspring. We'll keep her in here like a little slave. Maybe even pay her parents off. Just come. Fucking fill that little slut in front of you. Look at that sweet bald little cunny, her clothes cut up and on the floor, naked and sweet, that little preteen body trembling with fear and the shock of being raped so hard. Yes, fucking fill her up. Give her all of it. Drain those fucking pedophile balls deep inside of her. Ah, I can see it. I see you finally shaking as you're coming deep inside our little special preteen slut. Giving her your entire load. Making her take the whole thing. You pull your cock out and there is just cum dripping down all the way from her pussy, down her little ass cheeks. It's everywhere. She has the perfect little preteen cream pie you'd ever seen. Look at that bald, creamy little pussy. Isn't this the best anniversary present a wife can give? Maybe next year I'll get you an even younger little slut to have a good time with. What do you think, sweetie?
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. It's actually for one of my favorite supporters, and he's been a huge supporter of the server and everything that I do, so I wanted to make it extra special for him and kind of lengthen it up for him. So you guys have a lovely day, and remember, if you want to order a custom audio from me, just join my Discord server and send me a DM. We can talk about it. Don't forget that when you join, I also have all my pricing and everything available in the Katie's paid services channel. So I hope to see you there. Bye, guys.